Hey everybody, this is Eric Fiorello and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. Today is May 5th, 2014. And I am like really psyched up today. A lot of big things going on at Fiorello Barbell Company. I'm on my way in a few minutes just to go and finishing the last bit of editing for our new MP4/DVD called The Lean Road. And it's basically the lean road to happiness this is going to be. This is a MP4, if you've been paying attention, with Dennis. He's basically lost 43 pounds over the course of 6 months. So we just decided to go with this, calling it the Road to Lean Dreams. I don't know if we're going to finalize that as a name, but it really is a great road traveled, and he has a great story. But that isn't the main thing we're going to get on, and I'm off topic a little bit, but you know, I just want to share with you some of the great stuff that's going on with this company. I mean, this is going to be our first launch of a product, and we got many more coming down the road, but as you know, this is like laying it all out on the table in Vegas. So FBC has got their back against the wall, constantly swinging, and that's the way we like to be. And our main thing is we really want to help people, especially with weight loss, as it is epidemic. If you read anything yesterday, obesity in children is just skyrocketing. I mean, skyrocketing. So we really want to help out and concentrate on some of those areas, but obviously weights, stones, Iceland, everything. We're going to get into the mix totally. But today, one of the main things I want to get into and really the topic of everything is this. I don't know if you're a big fan of Rocky. I am. I love all the Rocky movies. The fifth one was kind of weak, but there was redemption in six, Rocky Balboa, and that was in 2006. And I was watching it again yesterday, and something really touched upon me. If you've never seen the movie, I would highly tell you to go out and either get it, Netflix, wherever you can find it. You can probably buy it pretty cheap at this point. You probably buy it in a bin for $5 at this point, being it's 8 years old. But it's got many, many lessons in it, and I think the lessons are very, very good, especially in the times we're living where a lot of people are very confused of what their role really is. And I think there is manliness beyond manliness in that movie, and that's one thing I'm a big admirer of. And it's very important to act like a man. You don't have to be a bully to be a man. But you also have to act like, you know, I've got the man chromosome. You know, I'm going to go out and do whatever I've got to do and get it done. And this is what I believe in. Now, there's one part especially in the movie. Well, there's many parts. But one that really got me thinking, especially about the way we talk, act, deal with things, faith, belief, commitment here at Fiorello Barbell. And, of course, we're called Motivation and Muscle. The show that connects your brain to your brawn. Rocky was in the meatpacking plant with Paulie. And, you know, those guys have had that love-hate relationship since the first movie. And at this point, Rocky's pretty much been invited to do you'd call it more of like a sparring match with the champion, who's kind of on his way down because people just don't dig his style. They're just, you know, they figure there's nobody in the heavyweight division, and it's pretty much like boxing today. I mean, you know, he's fighting there all looking at like they're bums or has-beens. Well, you know, Rocky's going through a crisis of his own. You know, he lost his wife, Adrian, and he doesn't really have a great relationship with his son. And he's searching. He's not sure where he's going. He's searching. So without giving you the whole movie away, but we have to use these pieces to set this up, you know, he decides he wants to box again. And, of course, you know, he's had head injury and all that in Rocky IV. And, you know, the commission is like, you know, he has to stand in front of him and basically, you know, they're telling him all the reasons why he can't. Of course, they don't want to have their ass hung on the line. And, you know, if something ever did happen to him, there'd be big problems then. But Rocky gives them quite a speech, and he's right on the money. You know, it's my life why are you telling me I can't do this, that, and the other thing? And it's always like, well, we're trying to save you. Hey, you know something? He put the money up for this. He walked the mile by himself with it. He's trained for years. He wants to get back. Well, by getting across to these older men, he gets approved for his boxing license. And, of course, there's always going to be the people that are always going to say, well, you know, we told you so if something happens to him. You know, he takes a blow to the head, he could kill him. Well, now, you know, obviously he's ready to go, and he gets this offer to fight the champion in a sparring bout, pretty much. And, you know, it's like a circus, you know. They basically make him out just to be an old guy that's pretty much spent, you know, trying to catch a glimpse, a whiff of his glory days. So, going back into the dialogue between Paulie and Rocky in the meat plant, and they're talking about, you know, he wants to, you know, he's going to fight this champion and all this, and, you know, Paulie's like, what, you haven't peaked yet? And he means, what do you mean peaked? And he goes, you know, peaked, like that. And Rocky's you know, rubbing his stomach, and he said, I still got some stuff in the basement. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. The name of this podcast is going to be called Stuff in the Basement. We all got stuff in the basement, don't we? Don't all of us want to do something? Or haven't we all done something that was great at one point, and we want to go out and recapture that? I mean, I can't believe you're not sitting there or wherever you're listening to this and not shaking your head yes. I mean, who doesn't want to recapture greatness? I mean, why wouldn't you? There's nothing wrong with being better, ahead of the curve, however you want to put it. So, you know, Rocky is like, he's ready to go. And there's probably not very few people, if any, believe that he's even got a chance against this guy. And this is where we are at today. There's nothing more I could tell you, and I've emphasized this, you know, over and over again, and the other night, you know, I did a big podcast on confidence. You know, if you've got something that's sitting inside you that you got to get done, you got to do it. You have to do it. In my case, I've been to Iceland twice to lift the Husafell stone, and now I'm going to go to a third time and get it. There's things that burn in you that are never going to go away. This does not go away no matter what I do. I mean, we've been busy with Fiorello Barbell Company for 22 months now. And I can't tell you, there's not a day that doesn't go by me that I'm aching to get to Iceland. For instance, last night before I went to bed, I went out and watched everyone that ever lifted that Husafell stone and rounded that goat pen. And there's never been anything in my life in a sports arena, and I will call it a sport because it is. It's a lot more sport than a lot of the crap that's out there. It's almost like every day Iceland's calling me. It's like it feels like, you know, and it's a draw that's a good draw. Unfortunately, right now, we've got a lot of things pending, and I am going. I started last Thursday training with our Husa steel stones to get ready, because I can't take it anymore. It's been almost 3 years since I've been there. I've got to get this done, and I want to get this done. I'm not going to be one of these people who's going to go to my grave and say, oh, I wish I got back to Iceland. I got no choice, because see, it won't let go of me. And I won't let it go. It's the same way with anybody. Anybody. What is it you want to do? Or what is it you have done and you need to go and do? And you need to get everyone out of your way, and you need to get the cobwebs out of your head. You have to do this. You cannot leave this earth without completing whatever it is you want to do. You have to motivate yourself like no other. And I don't care how many people give you positive this and that, which is great. But when it comes to doing it, when it comes to planning it, when it comes to executing it, it's you. Only you. And that's the beauty of having stuff in the basement. Having stuff in the basement. Make something out of yourself. Leave something for other people. If it's not for your kids, your wife, your family, your friends. You know, maybe there's that kid that's struggling down the street. Maybe there's a kid or even an adult. They need that type of example. Isn't it nice to just give something to somebody without even knowing you really did it? And whether it influences them to go and lift the biggest stone in the world or go and become the president of the United States. To know that you gave something, no strings attached, not even knowing what you were doing, but you did it, and the result is whatever this child, this adult, it influenced them enough and pushed them enough and drove them enough to seek their own greatness and to complete their own greatness. This, to me, is really the making of a man. It really is. And the Rocky movies, if you look at them from 1 to 6, there's always a message in them. If you look at a lot of the old cowboy movies, there's always some type of message in it you can take from it. I don't see that with a lot of things now. And you need to reach in and go after whatever it is you want. You know, you can talk a good show, and there's a lot of people that do that. You know, they call them the armchair guys. That's all well and good. But the ones that I invest the time in, the ones that I think that are important, the ones that I see greatness in, are the ones that are there day in and day out, whether they're with you or not. If it means they're sleeping a couple more hours, if it means they're studying YouTube video on stone lifting or weightlifting or whatever, or learn how to make a protein drink, all right? Learn how to sleep better. That's what makes these goals happen. This is why you can pull the stuff out of the basement. And no one knows what the hell you're talking about, but you do. And the ones that share this with you are all part of it too, because they've all been there and they all have done it. And this is what you need to focus on. This is what I'm focusing on right now. You know? We've got a big product coming out, but I also have Iceland on the horizon, because nothing would make me happier, obviously, than the business taking off, you know, like a rocket through the sky. But secondly, and probably almost even, obviously, is to complete Iceland, because I love Iceland so much, I'm even thinking down the road of possibly living there the rest of my life. It touched me that much. So, what I would say to anyone, and I mean anyone, go watch Rocky VI. Get to that part. Listen to what he's saying. Listen to how he's talking to his son. Listen to those things. They have real guts to them, man. Guts! You know? It's like that big hunk of steel. You know? The words reverb. They vibrate through your body, through your soul, through your mind. You listen to enough of that stuff. You watch enough of that stuff. You plan it. You get what you need to do it. If you need help, go seek help. But you know what? Then you execute it. You look, you know, picture train tracks in your head. And look at the end result at the end of those tracks. Okay? With me, it's me walking around that 50 meters of that goat pen, putting that thing, that beautiful stone down, and basically having a grin from ear to ear. I can't even imagine what it would feel internally. I mean, it'd be better than winning Mega Ball or whatever they call that. Because you know what? You did something. You stand for something. You stand for something. That doesn't diminish. You don't have to go to Iceland to do that. But for me, That is my climb to Mount Everest. You know, that's my Super Bowl. You know, that's my World Series. And we all got different things we want to do, and each one means differently to each other. But I love doing that. So, go out and get Rocky VI. Reach down deep. See what's in your cellar. You know, And be honest with yourself. You know, don't go out and do it just to do it. Go out and do it because you mean it. And once you mean it, it's all going to happen. It's going to transpire. See, once you make your mind up to something, it's going to be like a homing device. Like with me, with the Husafell stone and the goat pen at the end of the railroad track. We're going to hit that with laser vision. We're going to get it done. And you know what? It's going to be the most memorable thing that I'll ever probably do in my life besides Fiorella Barbell Company. It means so much to me. So when you lay that type of attitude and hunger with inside you, you'll do it. So what will we take from today? Reach down in that basement. Go after what you want. Go set your own glory. And don't let anyone or anything get in your way. Do it, do it, do it. This is Eric Fiorello. You can reach us at FiorelloBarbellCo.com. You can also reach Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. And our Twitter is going to be at, you can reach me at Twitter, at Fiorello Eric. So look, have a great day. I hope to talk to you in the next few days. I got a lot of new things, like I said, coming out. But right now, you know, we want to get this tweaked and down right before we start putting music or any of that stuff on it. I really just like my raw voice to go with it, you know, because I really want to connect to you folks. So let me know if there's anything we can do for you or if you just want to shoot something off to us to tell us if you like us or not. Thank you and have a great day.